Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowata Ironman head football coach Corey James. And Coach, kind of a tough Friday night, taking on a very good Wyandotte ball club, shutting you guys out. 26-0 was the final. But I got to tell you, when I found out that Wyandotte only has given up 13 points this season going into Friday night's game, that kind of didn't surprise me, I think, until Friday night when they really, the defense is for real.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be a tough defensively for sure. We had our opportunities. They're a great ball club. They did what they needed to do in order to shut us down. We knew our limitations going into it, and they really exploited them on when they were on defense and we were on offense. And, we had a couple of injuries and a lot of mistakes, a couple of turnovers. And, when you do those sort of things, 26-0 is what you get in the end.
And I know the Ironmen had at least three opportunities in the red zone and couldn't do anything, end up with no points after that. But, again, you got to give credit to Wyandotte's defense. And, for offensively, for Nowata, really shot themselves in the foot trying to get those opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got to give them all the credit in the world for keeping us out of the end zone. We definitely had our chances, though. We were inside the red zone. You said three. I think it's more like five times in that game. And we just couldn't get them blocked on the line of scrimmage, and we had a couple turnovers down there and just little key mistakes. And when you play the ball team that well coached, it just takes one little mistake to set you back, and we had several mistakes once we got down into the red zone that we just couldn't overcome.
In the first quarter, that Will Luster goes down with an injury, and so you forget that really had to throw away of the playbooks for him. Cody Smith, I thought, coming in as the backup, I thought he did really a good job on that offense.
Yeah, I mean, we had a game plan coming into the game that we really want to utilize Will's talents and utilize the quarterback run game, and we saw some things on film that we thought we could exploit on their defense. And we in that first drive, we were able to march down the field and got a big run by Will to set us up first and goal from the 9-yard line, and he goes down, and it kind of changes our thinking as coaches. It changes our game plan for sure. And his leadership and his charisma and all that stuff that he brings to this team, it's when he goes down, it's you take a shot to the gut as a team, and picking those guys back up was hard at times, especially those first few drives afterwards. But like you said, Cody came in and played well. For not playing quarterback for the last 4 weeks, he's still, dealing with some elbow tenderness, so he still isn't himself when it comes to throwing the ball. But I thought he executed some things that we wanted to do, and, he marched us down a few times in the second half and got us an opportunity to soar. But, again, just mistakes and, at key times really cost us in this game.
It comes at a good time, Coach, that this is a bye week for Nowata. Spend some time to really heal those injuries and just work on fundamentals of football.
Yeah, and it's our opponent this week's ourselves. We got to get better on some things that we are still doing wrong as far as assignment responsibilities and stuff like that, wrapping up and tackling in space. So we're really going to focus on ourselves this week, get better, because we still got four huge ball games left in this season to determine our playoff fate. And if we still want to host that first playoff game, then we need to shore up some of these mistakes so we put a better performance on the field on Friday nights.
I know next Friday night, take on Chelsea, but of course we'll talk about Chelsea next week. But again, as I mentioned this again, focus on yourselves and trying to get healthy.
Yes, getting healthy. I mean, Will's not the only one that's dinged up right now. We've got a few other kids that are dinged up. So this week came into a much blessing for us to have this week off to get these kids healthy and, like I said, work on ourselves to get a little bit better.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today, and we look forward to hearing you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.